Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Chip Darmstadt joining us from the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier, still in our separation quarters. Chip in another world. I'm in another world, but we're still out. Everyone's still washing their hands, wearing their mask, and keeping their distance. Right, Chip?
Indeed. Although, I have to say, Anson, we have started some in-person programming at the Nature Center, including our Friday morning bird walks. However, we're doing those in small groups. Of course, they're outside. People are wearing masks, and we keep our distance from each other. But it's really nice to be doing some in-person programming again, and while the weather still permits.
You bet. And we're also at the time where the migration is underway, and the leaves are turning a little bit here and there. Occasional tree you see, it's turning as we hit to September. And we're also seeing some migration with those confusing fall warblers.
Oh, yeah. Our friends, the confusing fall warblers. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. It kind of surprises me every year, but migration really, you know, gets well underway in August. And, you know, September's a, you know, kind of the classic migration month. But, you know, warblers are really on the move already. And I'm seeing species around, you know, the Nature Center, my house, that are species that don't breed in Vermont. So I know they're migrating through.
And one we're listening to here, if people can hear it in the background, is the Cape May warbler. You've been seeing this one. A little bit of the Cape May warbler here.
Yeah. And folks at home may not hear that at all because it's a very high-pitched song. I actually couldn't hear it through my cell phone, Anson. But anyway, I believe you, though. Cape May warbler is one of those species that, you know, maybe once in a while nests in Vermont, migrates through in small numbers. Although in recent years, this is a species that has become more common again, I'd say. It's named for where it was first found and described, Cape May, New Jersey, of course. A lot of our species, like Tennessee warbler, Nashville warbler, Cape May warbler, you know, this is where some ornithologists in the 1800s, you know, shot the first specimen. So in this case, Cape May warblers, they migrate through Cape May, but otherwise have nothing to do with Cape May at all. And in terms of Vermont, again, not a nesting species very commonly, but do come through the state. And it's always a treat to see them because they're not especially common. And I did spot one at the Nature Center just a couple days ago.
So the Cape May warbler. So what does a Cape May warbler look like?
Well, this time of year, any time of year, they're yellowish underneath. This time of year, they're kind of a dingy yellow underneath with lots of streaking all across the chest and the breast. So it's one of the streakiest warblers. You know, a lot of our warblers have streaks, and that's one thing you're going to look for in our confusing warblers. Does it have streaks on the sides or a necklace of streaks around the throat? And in the case of the Cape May warbler, it's heavily streaked on the underparts. It's got wing bars, and sometimes the one of the wing bars is very broad and also kind of, you know, a dingy yellow, creamy color. And the yellow extends up on the face. It becomes a little yellowy green, and it kind of wraps around the eye, the back of the eye and the ear, I should say. So it's kind of a yellowish warbler, more brownish, greenish on the back, I believe. Wing bars, lots of streaking.
The Cape May warbler, listening to it here, it is very very high pitched. So
yeah,
it's one of those birds that you may see in the migration as we are into September here. I did see, Chip, I've seen a couple flocks of geese, believe it or not, some of those cool mornings that were flying. I don't know if they were just going from pond to pond, but it sure looked like they were getting ready to head south.
Yeah, well, that's exciting.
Yeah. So another warbler, we mentioned the Cape May warbler, but give us another warbler we might see and hear as migration moves along.
You know, one of my favorites is the chestnut-sided warbler this time of year. It undergoes a really drastic transformation, especially if it's an adult male. They, instead of having that bright yellow crown and like very prominent chestnut streak down the side. This time of year, they become, this is the males, the females, the young birds, they all have their upper parts are this limey green. It's the most beautiful fall warbler plumage, in my opinion. And it looks drastically different from the summer bird. So you put the two together, you would not think they're the same species at all, unless it's a male, because even though the males turn that limey green on top, they still have those chestnut streaks. And in fact, that's, you know, that's a useful thing to know about fall warblers in particular, is some of the breeding plumage characteristics or field marks carry through to the fall. So like a bay-breasted warbler, they don't look anything like their breeding plumage. They're more of a overall creamy color with whitish wing bars, paler underneath. But sometimes the adult males will still have a little bit of bay, this reddish color on the flanks. So even though those fall warblers are harder to identify, it does help that sometimes they carry over some of those field marks from their breeding plumage.
And the song is pretty easy. It's like, please, 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 please to meet you, right?
Exactly, yeah, for the chestnut-sided warbler. Although, that's the other trick this time of year. They're not really singing. I did hear an oven bird sing this morning, very briefly, but in general, all the warblers are just... They may occasionally sing, or there may be a young bird trying to sing, but not really sounding very convincing. But mostly they're just making quiet little chip and tweets, and they're not, their song is not really going to help you identify them, unfortunately. So you almost have to be prepared and study up a little bit and know what to look for, because they're also feeding, sometimes in the canopy, in the trees, they're moving around pretty quickly. So it requires sometimes a little bit of advanced study, because you don't get a lot of time sometimes to really examine the bird as it's working its way through the tree.
You had the chestnut-sided warbler, certainly a summer sound that we're used to hearing. So we've got one more bird for us we might want to take a look at, a warbler that might confuse us this time of year?
Oh, let's see. I mentioned the bay-breasted warbler, and that's one that people may not be super familiar with. It's, again, a species that doesn't nest in Vermont. They nest in the boreal zone of Canada, so in the really extensive spruce fir forests in Canada to the north of us, occasionally in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. But that species, along with Cape May warbler, palm warbler, they're more northern nesters. But they do come through Vermont in the spring and the fall, and they look a lot like a black pole warbler, which does nest in Vermont. But a hard bird to identify, because the field marks are kind of subtle. They do have wing bars. They have a blackish line through the eye. And what I always hope for is to see one that still has a little bit of that bay color I mentioned, some kind of rufous-y red color still on the flanks. But they really go through a dramatic transformation this time of year.
The bay-breasted warbler. All righty. Well, we're inching toward the end of the program here. Reach out to the North Branch Nature Center if you want to participate in one of those. You're doing Friday mornings, Chip?
Yep, Friday mornings at 7:30. We're going to have two... leaders for each walk, and we split the group into two smaller groups. Bring a mask if you do come. We're not requiring pre-registration, but we're doing everything we can to limit the group size and keep our distance, but still have a good time enjoying birds outside together.
Sounds great. All right, we got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.